Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Up in the air. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
There should be a separate category for flight attendants. They must have the attitude of Mary Poppins, the fortitude of a Viking, the energy of a toddler, and the flexibility of a world-class gymnast. That's a quote from an anonymous Delta customer attempting to put into words what exactly it takes to be a professional flight attendant. To me, it seemed to be a job that was simultaneously glamorous, not glamorous at all, like 5 different jobs, but also one distinctly recognizable job, identifiable through culture by cute outfits, heavy responsibilities, and acts of heroism that define the complexity that all of it entails. Still following? Well, nobody embodies the spirit of the flight attendant like one woman who's been in the industry for over 66 years. This is the short but inspiring story of the flight industry's longest-serving flight attendant, Joan Prince Crandall. First, a little evolution of the job itself. The first flight attendant ever was a man named Heinrich Kubis, who manned a German Zeppelin back in 1912. I know what you're thinking. Zeppelins? Germans? I've heard this before. Well, if it's familiar, yes, it should be, because Heinrich also attended to the famous LZ-129 Hindenburg and was on board when it burst into flames. He survived by jumping out a window when it neared the ground. That's how this whole industry got started. The world's first flight attendant to serve on an airplane was Jack Sanderson, a British 14-year-old boy who was employed by Daimler Airway, which would later become British Airways, in 1922. In the 1920s, Imperial Airways of the United Kingdom had cabin boys, or stewards, and that's where we get the term stewardess. In any case, other airlines followed suit, hiring stewards to serve passengers. The first female flight attendant was 25-year-old registered nurse Ellen Church, who was hired by United Airlines in 1930 in a hospitality but also a safety role. Other airlines also started hiring nurses because it seemed helpful, and it was. In the United States, the job was one of only a few jobs in the 1930s to even consider hiring women, so women applied. Soon, female flight attendants were rapidly replacing their male counterparts, and by 1936, the field was basically all women, which made the job easy to become a target for misogyny and objectification. Don't believe me? A 1936 article in the New York Times described the requirements to become a flight attendant. Quote, "The girls who qualify for hostesses must be petite, weigh 100 to 118 pounds, height 5 feet to 5 feet 4 inches, age 20 to 26 years." 3 decades later, a 1966 New York Times classified ad for stewardesses at Eastern Airlines listed these requirements. A high school graduate, single, widows and divorcees with no children considered. 20 years of age, girls 19 and a half may apply for future consideration. 5'2", but no more than 5'9", weight 105 to 135, that got expanded, in proportion to height, and have at least 20/40 vision without glasses. At that time, airlines believed that exploiting female sexuality would increase their profits. And they were right. The uniforms of female flight attendants were often sexier than most uniforms in the field. And of other fields. Okay, of most fields. Despite that, a young Joan Prince Crandall wanted in. More after this break. In 1959, Joan Prince Crandall got her start with Pacific Airlines, first working on a 24-passenger Douglas DC-3 aircraft. But she'd been surrounded by the industry her whole life, so it kind of made sense. Her father was a pilot for the now-defunct Northwest Airlines. She was also her mother's very first passenger during her mom's flight lessons. Quote, "The airlines wanted young women who had a glamorous look," Price Crandall told CNN. However, as technology evolved, so did the profession. and Crandall traded her go-go boots and gloves for, you know, regular shoes and no gloves. Things also started to change with the passing of groundbreaking legislation in the early 1960s. Quote, "The Civil Rights Act changed life for you and me and women in the country, but it was a big change for flight attendants," Price Randall asserts. The initial version of the bill would have only banned discrimination based on race, religion, color, or national origin, but adding the words "and sex" would revolutionize the industry, she says. Flight attendants, and you know, all women in professional roles, could actually get married or have children without the fear of being fired. Price Crandall has witnessed plenty of other changes as well. Over her 66 years in the industry, yes, 66 years, the companies she's worked for have undergone mergers and acquisitions after Pacific, she went to Air West, then Hughes Air West, Republic Airways, Northwest, and since 2008, she's been with Delta. Impressively, after 66 years, Seattle-based Prince Crandall is still a flight attendant today. In fact, Delta believes she's the longest-serving flight attendant in the industry. Quote, "The job, it's harder, it's longer," she says of the changes over time. While Price Crandall is finally retiring this year, she has big plans beyond her generations in the field. She wants to write a book and continue traveling to her favorite destinations, including Paris, Mumbai, and Hong Kong. Because, of course she does. Why would she stop? "I've been lucky," she says. "I'm physically healthy and it's still fun." To call her physically healthy is an understatement. This woman is glamorous. She looks very healthy. She's got like a beautiful stewardess bob. She is truly killing it. She makes it look easy. So hopefully, see you on my next Delta flight, Joan Price Crandall. Or hey, maybe even in the flight club, because I'm glamorous like that, just like you.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.